4CBA Mobile.
AO4PXB Mobile.
For PXB, KB4CBA, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Are you having any storms and high winds like there is in Spartanburg?
It's got a little drizzle, light, real light drizzle here in Taylor's. Nothing to get excited about or anything.
Yeah, the wind's pretty strong right here at the 26 on the bypass of 85. Definitely wind's whipping around pretty good.
It's been a little windy and kind of gusting winds. I don't have a weather station so that measures wind speeds. So I really couldn't tell you what it is, but we definitely got a little wind blowing.
Yep, there has to have some kind of means of transporting all that pollen for the trees to get new growth on.
Yeah, I noticed the Brantford pear trees that were blooming. They're already turning. The blooms are turning green in the top of the trees now. So the next thing will be the pollen.
Or one other thing prior to that, we'll get an ice storm and snap them off and do a lot of damage to people's houses and cars.
They're famous for that. They're the limbs break off really easily. I know there's been numerous of trees on the main road there in our subdivision that I live on that they've had to have them cut down because they just, you know, had several limbs to break off or they just split in half or whatever. So it's evidently it's not a very strong tree. And I've got some, what are they called, sweet gum trees in the back, and they're just about the same. I mean, you just look at a limb wrong and they'll fall off.
That is very true. Yeah, I was smart, probably somewhere in the middle of the around April time frame. For safety's sakes, I went ahead and had the limbs that were stretching over the roadway trimmed back to the beginning of my property line, so that way there was no or less likely of chance of the limbs falling on a car while they're driving and, you know, just not have a good outcome for me.
Okay, somebody wanted to jump in. Yeah, and you know, it's really amazing that I've actually heard of trees falling and actually killing people in cars going down the road. Now, you can't tell me that was an accident because, I mean, it was time for that person to go because the odds of that happening are very slim.
Yes, sir, especially when there's just a regular wind, not a major storm or anything like that. You're right, their time was up.
Sorry, since I've reinstalled this antenna, it must not be receiving as well as it used to. I completely lost the repeater there for a minute.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much the wind may have effect on that.
I just remember that happening. I don't know, it's been probably, I don't know, 2-3 years ago. It seems like it was up on, what's the name of that road? Old Hunts Bridge Road. And somebody was just driving along, and I think think it was in the morning, like they were going to work or something, and the tree just fell and right across their car and killed them. And, you know, what are the odds? It's just crazy.
I know that happened to a news crew, but I think it was actually during a storm that it actually fell on their car and killed the two people from a news crew.
I remember hearing about that. Well, I guess when it's time to go, your time to go, it's your time to go. So, and I'm going to change that. So. Anyway, grateful, especially at my age. When you get my age, you're grateful for every moment.
I gave my father-in-law a t-shirt one day when, as he was getting older, because of why old people are nice, because they're trying to get into heaven.
So they haven't been so nice, and so they decide to turn over a new leaf, huh?
Yep. Yeah, he was a very, very nice man. Like I said, he just took to me very well off, and I thought that was funny where when I found that t-shirt that I gave to him.
Watch one of these, I watched several of the car shows where they, but this particular one, I can't think of the name of it, but they have a crew and you write letters to the, I don't know, whoever's in charge, and tell them about your project, and you know, and if they pick yours, then they come out and they finish your car for you, and if, you know, if you're rebuilding an old car or something, and one of the guys on that show always has a shirt on with a saying on it, and it's always hilarious. I wish I could remember all of them. I guess I need to take a picture of the screen or something so I can remember them.
My wife was forever telling her dad that when she was growing up and her two other sisters, that he was never that nice, that the, our daughter could pretty much get away with murder. When they were growing up, they could never get away with.
So my our oldest daughter just swears that, you know, our youngest daughter could get away with murder, but she couldn't. And you know, she was always crying about that. She still talks about it. She's 38 years old now.
I told her to suck it up, Buttercup.
Yep, that's right. Put your big girl panties on. Changing the subject, I was on the HF radio today, and I was on 20 meters doing FT4, and man, I tell you, it was crazy. I was making contacts with people in a bunch of people in Italy, Spain, made several contacts in Serbia. It was just really interesting.
The propagation must have been excellent then.
I haven't seen it quite that good, I would be trying to contact somebody, I'd look up at the screen and there would be somebody else trying to contact me, and that really makes it exciting, you know, when people are calling or trying to make contact with you, and you're not having to initiate all the contacts, and it really keeps you you know, kind of pumped up and keeps you busy too, because you're logging everything in. Of course, I've got login software, but I use the login software and QRZ, and so I have to log in QRZ myself.
KO4PXB, do you have a separate radio that does 2 meters, or was it all in one radio?
Separate radio. I have a 7300, and it does not do. It only goes down. Goes up to 6 meters, and you know, and that's fine with me, because I've got an ICOM. It's their new 2 meter rig. It's just, that's all it is, 2 meter mobile, and can't think of the model number. 2300 comes to mind, but I'm not sure that's right. But anyway, and then this radio is a 2730, I believe. It's a 2 meter 440 I've got here in the vehicle. However, I bet I hadn't talked on 440, but maybe two or three times the whole time I've had this radio.
The other one I have in the truck is strictly a 2 meter radio, so, and the any tone that I have at the house, it'll do both. Like I said, I pretty much stay on the 2 meter also. I don't go up on the 440 any.
And a repeat, I haven't used it for that, but I think that would be, that's a kind of a plus. One day I may put a DMR radio in this vehicle, and then use this one I've got in the house, and probably sell the other one. And but anyway, that'll be down the road. But I'm interested in DMR.
Are you going to use the DMR repeaters, or actually get you the DMR device also?
Well, see, now you're asking me questions I don't know the answer to. I mean, honestly, I don't know a thing about DMR, so I really can't. Honestly, I can't answer that question.
But I heard people talking about it. If you actually get a DMR hotspot, you'll have a lot more communications than just relying on the DMR repeaters.
Okay, well, I've read about that, but next month at the DX meeting at Mythos, Patrick's going to do a DMR presentation. It's just the basics, but at least it might answer some of my questions.
I know a person, Richard, he does a lot of DMR, so he may be able to answer your questions prior to the that next month's meeting, if you had any, if you wanted to ask him.
Sorry about that. I was looking for a pen to write this down. I guess I could I can make a note on my phone if I can find it. Do you know Richard's call sign?
3JCA.
A3JCA. All right. Well, I'll look him up on the QRZ and shoot him my email. See if we can get in touch.
He'll definitely hook you up, because that little Anytone radio, he put all the DMR information in there. And so when I turned the Greenville and Spartanburg DMR I'll definitely hear a lot of people, you know, talking and breaking in, and so it's definitely to listen to.
Me your name again.
Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D. I have been called Shane, I've been called Dave, but my true name is Lloyd.
Well, you know, I've been called a lot worse than that, so. But, my name is David. I don't know if you remember. I apologize. I just can never remember your name. I know we talk a good bit. And, give me your call sign, again, please, sir.
Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo. Yep, I definitely recall talking to you because you play tennis quite often.
For CPA. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm sitting here in a parking space at the sports club. I just pulled up, so I need to jump out of here because my clinic starts in 14 minutes here, so I gotta go inside and pay and do a little warm up, so I need to get running. All right, Lloyd, well, you have a good one, and enjoy the QSO. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you later. KO4PXB, KB4CBA, clear after yours.
Please be careful. Enjoy your tournament or your practice.
CLX Mobile monitoring.
Last calling station is KO4PXB.
KO4PXB, N6CLX, Mike.
How are you?
Doing mighty good. And I escaped the office and Spartanburg, and I'm headed home. I'm either ahead of you. No, I'm probably behind you. I'm not even to. I just went underneath Boiling Springs Road.
Sir, I am far ahead of you. I'm on Highway 14 coming up on the Woodruff Road.
You left early.
I leave it. You know, I get to leave work at 4:30 every day. I get there at work at 8 o'clock, so most of the time, if you know, all is running smooth, then I leave at 4.
It doesn't run smooth, and you don't leave at 4:30. I get that. Yeah, it was a good day for me, and I guess I'll go ahead and ask how yours was, but you're almost home, so I can kind of guess.
Definitely a good day.
No heavy rain here. I don't know if I could take a traffic jam.
Especially if you're anywhere near number 9. That road is, I remember that, you know, road when I was in high school, because I went to Boiling Springs High School, and now that, I avoid that road like the plague.
That thing stopped up like Woodruff Road all times a day, except it's, what, 2 lanes, sometimes 4?
Yep. And one reason I definitely avoid that road, it's just beyond stupid, where I was actually in one of the, I think we did one of the, it obviously had to be maybe two or three lanes that Boulder Springs area is, and I was in one lane, and I was going to turn over into another lane, and I was ahead of the truck, and he sped up and cut me off, and they also wrote me a ticket because I ran into him, and they wrote me the ticket for failure to yield to the right-of-way. So I told the officer and asked the officer, said, how can I yield to the right-of-way when I clipped him on the side because he sped up? But that didn't matter. Mike, KO4PXB, did I lose you?
Lloyd, KO4PXB, N6CLX, had to take a phone call.
That's all right, I understand. I wasn't sure if you just went off the mark somewhere and just lost the repeater.
That's possible, but no, not today. I-85's usually pretty good, except for there's some areas that are pretty flaky, especially on Business 85 around Spartanburg Community College. I guess there's mountains in the way, or that those transmitter towers out there. I'm not sure.
There's one place not far from that new Peterbilt factory that when I go through there, I get a lot of static and a lot of stations trying to break in. So it's either not sure what's going on there. I'm not sure of the exit number, and it just actually may not be a factory, but I know there's a Peterbilt, maybe a dealership right there on the, it's on the northbound side before you get in, good ways before you get into Spartanburg.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, the Pete store they have there. It's on Highway 101.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's a ticket.
Wanted to come in. N6CLX.
This KO4PXB is definitely a quiet ride home. I have not heard the usual people that get in there and just say hello or just seeing how everything's going. They must have been off the day or just, extremely busy.
Yeah, or they know I'm here.
Keep yourself short.
Joke of disparagement, that's all. I'm going to be glad to get home. I didn't sleep well last night, so I'll get some sleep tonight, and maybe I can get more done tomorrow.
Yeah, getting restful sleep just makes it where you, 9 times out of 10, do more efficient work. But they have unfortunately proven that regardless if you get enough sleep or a bad sleep, then the work still continues and you're expected to still do a good job.
Well, unfortunately, when you don't have good sleep, I've noticed, at least it happens with me, when I don't have good sleep, I get the job done, but then the next day, sometimes I got to do it all over again because I did it wrong.
Yeah, it happens that way sometimes. One thing that's odd that I've actually discovered where if I put my electric blanket on like the setting of 4, I have worse dreams than when I turn it down. And a lot of, there's scientific information out there. They're saying because the electrical impulses actually stimulates the brain and keeps the cells more active, and you dream more when you have an electric blanket on a higher setting.
Never put much credence into that, but it might be true. There's a lot of things that we just don't understand out there. The one thing I do know, I don't sleep well when I'm hot, so I don't put the electric blanket up high anyway.
Or do I? Because I'm retired military, so I have a lot of bad dreams, and so I toss and turn. But I put my wife on guard, or she'll punch me or tap me and tell me to go sleep in the chair until I calm down a little bit.
Appearance here, too, at the Pete store, the Peterbilt place. Strange. Maybe BMW is putting out some interference.
Definitely never can tell.
Just a sign that this weather's changing and spring's coming. The first sign of that coming is I ordered parts to rebuild the burners on my grill.
Yep, that is definitely a good thing to do and gives one hope for, to start cooking out again.
All weather, but do a lot more, especially in summer. I don't want to put all the heat in the house. But I finally bit the bullet and said, man, I got to replace these things. And I'm thinking, that thing was only $700. I think it was on sale. Wife bought it for me for Father's Day 2015. Then I looked at what the same grill is now, $1,800. I went, yeah, I'm going to order the part.
Would definitely do the same thing. All right, sir, I am now in the daycare parking lot to pick up my daughter. It's KO4PXB. I'll talk to you another time.
Thanks for the help of the ride in N6CLX. Talking to KO4PXB. Talk to you later. I'm monitoring.
KD, listen. KD clear.
For CEF mobile.
Radio on, I didn't catch all your call. Mine's KC4SKD. How are you?
All right, the call is KO4CEF. I think we've talked before. I swear I've heard your call sign. I don't know if we've talked. But anyway, the name here is Andrew.
Our name's Larry. KO4CEF is your call. Mine's KC4SKD. I'm headed home after a long day at the office, and I'd like to go home and just do nothing for the rest of the evening, but unfortunately I have more work to do.
Hey, I don't know if I got anything planned when I get home, but who knows what the wife and kids have cooked up, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm on the way home myself from work.
On tax returns, which I absolutely hate. I wish there was a different way to do that, but unfortunately there's not right now. So I gotta do my part of it before we go to the accountant.
I gave up on trying to keep up with mine. I usually just take standard deductions and hope for the best and see what I get.
I'm gonna try to get it done. Friday's my half day. If nothing happens, nothing happens during the week, I get to leave at 11:30 on Friday, so I can go run errands. I got several places I need to go before I head home. Gotta go pay bills and other things.
I only got to work a half day Friday. The paying bills part, that sucks all the time. You gotta hate that, but I guess there's not much choice in it.
So, I was thinking the other day, I took my dual band outside antenna down because it just wasn't working well where it was at. And I thought one day, a good little day trip for me and my wife would be go up to Mount Mitchell and take that thing up there and just see how it works up there at Mount Mitchell.
Worked pretty good. I think you got a pretty wide open view. I mean, it would take a lot of wattage to be able to make some contact. That'd be interesting to try out, depending on what your setup is, but I think you do well just with a regular HT and 19-inch antenna on it, KO4CEF.
I'll try that. The antenna's about 10 or 11 feet tall. It's got the little ground plane on it. Of course, I'd have to make me a little some kind of holder, because it won't just sit on the ground, but that'd be neat to do one day. I'm still working, KC4SKD.
Hello, and I was on the wrong channel. I was telling you that I like playing around with different antennas. I mean, it's always enjoyable to do that and see what you get out of them.
The thing is, after I took the outside antenna down, I put a little mag mount on a piece of metal and put it up in the attic. And so far it works better than the arrangement that I had outside.
How everything works. Shoot. My first antenna I built, I started with an HT when I got my license, and the first little antenna I built was one that I saw on YouTube. It was a little 2-meter, 70-centimeter ground plane, and it just uses the female connection, what is it, SO239 or whatever, the female side of it is, and you just use copper wires and stuff to run off the top of it, and then a couple ground planes. Man, that thing worked great. I stuck it in my wife's ficus tree. It was in there for years before I ever took it down. Probably about 2 years or so before I took it down.
Justin, I bought this one on Amazon. It wasn't but about $50. But I think I just had it in a bad location in the backyard. So that's another reason I want to play around with it, just to see if the thing's actually any good or not.
Ain't something wrong with it. I know mine, the vertical I've got, you know, is supposed to do 70 centimeters, 2 meters, and then 6 meters. But I was taking the mast down one day, and it failed. And, you know, it had three little ground planes, or I don't even know what you'd really call them. Not really ground planes, but there was only like one rod for each band coming off of it. And I'll be darned if when I brought it down, the mast just bowed just enough, and it kind of hit the ground a little too hard and ruined the little 6 meter thing that was on it.
Maybe when stuff like that happens. But anyway, yeah, one day I'll get this antenna out, play with it some more. Right now, I just taped it up with electrical tape so it won't get damaged, and just put it up in the attic.
After that, like I said, at least the fun part, anytime you decide to pull it out and play with it, you got something to try out and, I guess, experiment with a little bit.
I may do that one day, just plan a little trip and see how that works. And also take a TV up there with a powered antenna and see how many TV stations I get. I think it'd be neat. People might look over at me kind of funny in the parking lot, sitting over there with all that equipment out, but, you know, make things interesting.
Shoot, it was funny. We were trying to watch TV, and, you know, I don't have local channels, and I was trying to figure out how I could do it without an antenna, you know, from Walmart or something like that. I ended up taking some copper wire I had, you know, just bought it probably for building another antenna, and I just run about maybe 6 or 7 foot of it up to the top of a curtain rod and plugged it into the coax part of the TV and run the program. And, man, that thing picked up all kinds of channels. Saved me a ton of money right there, at least. About $30 to $50
is
doing that.
If it works, then good. Anyway, I better put the mic down. I'm about to get in some traffic. I better sign off here before it gets too congested.
Careful in traffic, sir. Well, I appreciate you keeping me company for a little while. I got about 5-6 more miles before I get home, so. Anyway, you be safe out there. KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your phone.
Right away me for a few minutes. Hope you have a good rest of your day. KO4CEF, this is KC4SKD.
KEF, KD2BNG.
4CEF, go ahead.
For Hoverman Gray, or Gray Hoverman antenna, it's a very, very odd design. It's got like two bits of wires that are like bent to be like a staircase shape. And those two wires are in front of a reflector consisting of, you know, basically parallel vertical horizontal wires. And it's a strange antenna design that's impossible to analyze, but it gets surprisingly good reception. And it might even work indoors. In fact, I built one basically... I just built it against the wall, well, you know, with no, you know, nothing really holding it up. I built it against a sheet of plywood and just put it on the wall. And there's a lot of, that's one of the antenna designs I've tried. But, you know, without a lot of effort, you can get a good signal for local, well, you know, it depends where you are. I'm out beyond the orbit of Neptune here in Gray Court. So if it works, okay. And that's actually not the design I'm using, but it's a design that I've tried.
You can see where you can struggle down in Gray Court. I've been pretty fortunate. I live on the north part of Spartanburg, and, you know, you got a lot of the TV channels are up towards, like, Hogback Mountain, and I think there's some other ones on some other mountains that way, but... Yeah, it's never been too bad, but, you know, I think back about all the times that I've, you know, went to Walmart and bought bought a power TV antenna or something like that. Find out, just throw in some copper wire in the back of the TV coaxial, pick up some local channels. Like, man, if I'd only known this a long time ago, I could have saved some money.
Number three channels, basically with just even a shielded piece of coax plugged into the antenna. Well, that was a local, that was fairly close. But yeah, I have the antenna, the antennas that you get on eBay for maybe $50 to $75 or something. And yeah, it's a powered antenna. It's got a preamp for like 20 or 25 dB of boost. So, you know, it's mostly preamp. It almost looks kind of like a bug. But, you know, those work relatively well. I have, now this is about the second or third one, because eventually they do get beaten to death. And mine's not really as high as it could be. It needs to be on the part of the roof where it's not pointing at that elm tree, and it needs to be a whole lot higher. So it does well, considering that it's the lowest part of the roof that I can get to with just a 6-foot A-frame ladder. And considering that there's a big tree in its way, it does well. I get about 40 to 50 channels. So, I mean, I'm including, I guess I'm including each program stream as its own channel. So, yeah, about 50 channels.
Not bad at all. I mean, and you know, the downside is with digital, is either you have the signal or you don't, and if you don't get it, there's nothing you can do about it. But if you have the powered antennas, you know, those help bring in that signal a little bit stronger. That way the TV will actually decode it. But yeah, I was fortunate. Even when I had an outdoor external TV antenna, I only had to point it in one direction towards where the mountain was, where all the TV stations were. So I was always fortunate in that. And then there were the North Carolina stations were always close enough. You could pick them up on the back side of the TV antenna. So it was always worked out pretty good. But, you know, I eventually took that down and put my ham radio stuff up. So I had to start getting a little more creative for the TV antenna.
Antenna actually has a rotator, believe it or not. If it still functions, it may not. Mostly you use the rotator to get it in one position and then leave it that way if you can't or don't want to turn it by hand. Yeah, you know, it's just, why pay for TV? It's kind of like paying for manure. I can usually find a free source of manure. I guess, you know, I guess that speaks volumes to the quality of what's on television. You know, you get some good television stations, but most of it is...
There's usually not a whole lot on regular TV that I watch, so... I'll do the streaming stuff, that way the wife can watch her Hallmark, but then after that, there ain't much else that I would even care to watch, but, I mean, not paying for regular TV works pretty good. If there's a football game on, you know, you can tune in to it if it's on, you know, Channel 7 or whatever, so it works out all right. That's why I don't mind the free channels. They gonna keep putting them out there on the air. I'm gonna keep trying to pick them up and watch whatever comes on that I need to see.
Late night commercials for TV antennas, like it's the most amazing thing that anyone's ever invented, and I'm sure it totally freaks out anyone under the end of the age of 30. Did you know you could get free TV? What is that, legal? Is that like some hot cable card? No, pretty much the same way it's been for 60 years. You put up an antenna. Now, you know, in the case where you're an apartment dweller or whatever, there may not be the room. But, you know, some of these antennas, even on a balcony, if you can point it in the right direction, they tend to work okay.
That, and, you know, they get pretty creative with these little... buy rabbit ears with the I don't even know what it would be. You know, some of the rabbit ears will have the little circular antenna sitting on top of it. I never figured out what that was for, but you know, who knows. But I've been doing the free antenna thing for a while. Like I said, the only downside of the digital is you can't get enough of the signal. You're just not getting anything. So, well, I am getting ready to pull into my neighborhood. I do appreciate you keeping the company on my last leg of the way home, and hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio. KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your final.
FK2BNG. All right, you have a good one, 73s, and we'll talk to you later. This is KD2BNG. I'll be clear.